Hi, my name is Megan Johnson, and I'm the office manager for Centered on Wellness, located in St. Simons Island, Georgia. I will be narrating this episode on behalf of the doctor. Dr. Diane Bowen is the founder and director of Centered on Wellness. She has compiled this episode of Centered on Wellness, where your health matters. As we discussed in our last podcast, stress can result in an impaired immune response. We are our healthiest in a stable environment, so these changing times are particularly unsettling to our physiology. It is important to actively support and nourish your body properly in this time of stress. Carb and sugar cravings are a result of elevated cortisol levels. Using crunchy vegetables to feed those cravings, the action of chewing will help your body vent some of its stress and use up calories as well. Eating green leafy vegetables, fruit seeds, and nuts can help you replace important minerals like magnesium, zinc, and selenium. The mineral magnesium is a key element in over 600 enzymatic processes which occur inside our cells. Magnesium is mostly used inside a cell. A standard lab test which measures what's outside the cell may not accurately reflect how much magnesium is available for use. Low magnesium is common in most of us. Why, you ask? Two reasons. Our food is grown in soil which has less magnesium than it did 50 years ago. And secondly, many commonly prescribed medications deplete magnesium. These medications include diuretic high blood pressure meds, anti-reflux medications, birth control pills, and some antibiotics. It would be important, if you take medications in these categories, to monitor yourself for symptoms of low magnesium and report them to your doctor. Some symptoms include muscle cramps, headaches, constipation, and occasionally trouble swallowing. You may ask your doctor to check an RBC magnesium, which measures how much magnesium is in your cells. You want your magnesium levels to be high to normal. Magnesium is also depleted more rapidly in times of stress. Low magnesium is associated with elevated blood pressure and irregular heartbeats. Magnesium is key to having relaxing, restful sleep. Magnesium also plays an important role in your body managing insulin and in your body's making and using of vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin. More to come on that later. Magnesium helps muscles to relax. This includes the small muscles in your arteries and heart. That's why symptoms of low magnesium may include hypertension and irregular heartbeats. This becomes a vicious cycle. The more stress your body experiences, the more magnesium it uses, and the less magnesium that you have, the more your body gets stressed. So how much should you take as a part of your stress management protocol? Unless you have kidney disease, you may easily benefit from an additional 400 to 600 milligrams of micromagnesium daily. Your body can guide how much you take and what kind works best for you. If sleep is an issue, then start with 400 milligrams prior to bed. If you are having muscle cramps, you may find increasing the amount to 600 to 800 milligrams brings you relief. For those of you who tend to be constipated, magnesium will make you more regular. On the other hand, if you tend to run a little loose, then try a special form of magnesium, magnesium gliconate. Another special form of magnesium, magnesium threonate, that's threonate, has been shown to cross the blood-brain barrier, so this would benefit those who find that their anxiety or depression issues are being exacerbated by our current situation. For those who don't like taking pills, including children, old-fashioned Epsom salt, which is magnesium sulfate, can be used for a foot soak or bath, and the magnesium will be absorbed through the skin. You can even Pinterest a homemade version of a magnesium cream for the soles of your feet. Food like teas, dark chocolate, bananas, and salmon are magnesium resources as well. It is important to remember when supplementing that all these minerals and vitamins work in concert, and that is why our Creator gave us food which has nutrients and complexes bundled together. Most of us would prefer to get what we need from food, especially if that involves dark chocolate. More to come on future ingredients, supplements, and minerals, and how it can help us during this stressful time.